بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا، إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين.
Verse number 5. Yaqub said to his son, Yusuf, O my son, do not mention your dream to your brothers, because they will understand it and become jealous of you. They will then plot against you because of their envy. Satan is a clear enemy to man.
وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل يعقوب ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق، إن ربك عليم حكيم.
Verse number 6. Just as you have seen that dream, your Lord will choose you, O Yusuf, and teach you the interpretation of dreams, and he will perfect his favor on you by giving you prophethood as well as kingdom, just as he completed his blessings on your two forefathers before you, Ibrahim and Ishaq, with the favors of this world and the afterlife that he blessed them with. Your Lord is the one who knows his creation and who is wise in his planning.
لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين.
Verse number 7. In the story of Yusuf and his brothers, there are lessons and advices for those who ask about the incident.
إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين.
Verse number 8. At that time, the brothers said among themselves, Yusuf and his full brother are more beloved to our father than we are. Whereas we are a group large in number, why does he prefer them on us? We think that our father is mistaken in preferring them to us without any apparent reason.
اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين.
Verse number 9. It was further said, kill Yusuf or expel him to a far-off land, and your father's attention will be all yours, and he will love you completely. After killing him and expelling him, you can be righteous when you repent from your sin.
لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين.
Verse number 10. One of the brothers said, do not kill Yusuf, rather throw him in a well and some passers may find him and take him. This is a lesser evil if you really want to get rid of him.
قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمنا على يوسف وإنا له لناصحون.
Verse number 11. When they agreed to get rid of him, they said to their father Yaqub, O our father, why do not you trust us with Yusuf? We have compassion for him, and we will take care of him against anything that might harm him. We want good for him, so we will protect and look after him until he comes back to you safely. So what stops you from sending him with us?
أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون.
Verse number 12. Let us take him with us tomorrow, so he can have a good time, and play with us, and we will protect him from any harm that may come to him.
قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون.
Verse number 13. Yaqub said to his sons, I am saddened by your taking him because I cannot bear to be away from him. I also fear that the wolf may eat him when you are not paying attention to him, absorbed in your enjoyment and play.
قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون.
Verse number 14. They said to their father, If a wolf was to eat Yusuf, when there are so many of us, then in such a case, we are good for nothing, and we are losers, because we could not save him from the wolf. Beneficial points. 1. The occurrence of the truth revealing dreams is established by the sacred law, and it is permissible to interpret them. 2. It is allowed in the sacred law to hide some facts if some harm may occur by revealing them. 3. The verses explain the virtue of the children of the family of Ibrahim and that they were chosen over other people for prophethood. 4. Favoring one child with more love creates hatred and envy amongst brothers and sisters.
فلما ذهبوا به وأجمعوا أن يجعلوه في غيابة الجب وأوحينا إليه لتنبئنهم بأمرهم هذا وهم لا يشعرون.
Verse number 15. So Yaqub sent Yusuf with his brothers. They took him a long distance and were determined to throw him to the bottom of a well. In this condition, I sent revelation to Yusuf saying, You will inform them of this act of theirs at a time when they will not realize that it is you.
وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبَكُونَ.
Verse number 16. The brothers of Yusuf came to their father in the evening, pretending to cry in order for him to believe them.
قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقُ وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا فأكله الذئب وما أنت بمؤمن لنا ولو كنا صادقين.
Verse number 17. They said, O our father, we went off on foot racing with one another, and shooting arrows, and we left Yusuf by our clothes and provisions to look after them. Then the wolf ate him. You are not going to believe us, even though we are absolutely truthful in what we have told you.
وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون.
Verse number 18. They confirmed their story with a trick. They brought the shirt of Yusuf, stained with the blood of something else, giving the impression that it was a sign of the wolves having eaten him. Ya'qub realized that they were lying, because the shirt was not torn, and he said to them, "The matter is not as you have said. Instead, your souls have made an evil action that you committed seem good to you. I will exercise beautiful patience without any complaint. Allah is the one from whom aid is requested, against what you mention about the matter of Yusuf."
وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ فَأَدْلَى دَلْوَهُ قَالَ يَا بُشْرَى هَذَا غُلَامٌ وَأَسَرُّوهُ بِضَاعَةً وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Verse number 19. A passing caravan came by, and they sent someone to draw water for them. He lowered his bucket into the well, and Yusuf caught hold of the rope. When the person who had lowered the bucket saw him, he happily said, "Good news, here is a boy." The water drawer and few others hid him from the rest of the caravan, regarding him to be merchandise that they could trade. Allah knew what they were doing with Yusuf when they treated him as an item of sale. No action of theirs was hidden from him.
وشروه بثمن بخس دراهم معدودة وكانوا فيه من الزاهدين.
Verse number 20. The water drawer and his companions sold him in Egypt for a petty amount of a few silver coins that could be easily counted due to their small number. They sold him cheaply, because they wanted to get rid of him quickly. They had realized from his condition that he was not a slave, and they were afraid of his family. Allah was merciful to him by not keeping him with them for very long.
وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض ولنعلمه من تأويل الأحاديث والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
Verse number 21. The man from Egypt who had purchased him said to his wife, "Be good to him and look after him well. He may benefit us by doing some of the things we need, or we may adopt him as a child. Just as I saved Yusuf from being killed, removed him from the well, and made the heart of the minister soft towards him, I established him in Egypt to teach him the interpretation of dreams. Allah is in full control of his affairs, and his affair will come into effect. No one can compel him. May he be glorified." But most people who are actually disbelievers do not know that.
ولما بلغ أشده آتيناه حكما وعلما وكذلك نجزي المحسنين.
Verse number 22. When Yusuf reached the height of his spiritual and physical strength, I gave him understanding and knowledge. With a reward similar to what I give him, I reward those who do good by following me. Beneficial points. 1. The verses explain the seriousness of envy, which caused the brothers of Yusuf to plot against him and conspire to kill him. 2. The sacred law allows acting on clues when trying to establish a legal case. 3. In the story of Yusuf, peace be upon him, despite all the odds, Allah's plan for him prevailed, and he gave Yusuf authority and power and taught him the interpretation of dreams.